Hawaii Island's landfill in South Hilo is rapidly approaching capacity. About a year ago, Mayor Billy Kanoi solicited bids for a waste-to-energy plant. In 2008, then-Mayor Harry Kim proposed a similar plan. The county council stopped that one. In January, Mayor Kanoi abruptly canceled the latest process, citing the economics of building a plant that could have topped $100 million in cost. Last month in Waimea, the mayor responded to an audience question about the issue at a community meeting. He also made a point about semantics, comparing an incinerator to a waste-to-energy facility. His remarks were recorded by Dave Corrigan of Big Island Video News.
Is the incinerator plans, Powell, or are there any plans to just move the project to the west side? Oh, somebody no believe. I don't know why incinerator, but I use them because nobody like when incinerator sound nasty. Waste-to-energy processing facility. Come on, folks. No, yes, it's discontinued. Because to make a waste-to-energy facility work, everything has to pencil out. And it just won't in today's current market.
The mayor says the county is applying to extend the life of the Hilo landfill by another 8 to 10 years. On the west side of the Big Island, county officials say the landfill at Pu'uanahulu has a likely lifespan of about 40 years. Hawaii's County Council is considering several measures related to solid waste, including funding organic waste diversion and composting operations on both the east and west sides of the Big Island. Margaret Willey chairs the Agriculture, Water, and Sustainability Committee and backs a bill that would ban any compostable recyclables from landfills by 2018.
Here we have farmers and landscapers who are importing a cubic yard of the high-grade compost. It's like $180. What are we doing throwing it away when it's a valuable resource, and why don't we malama aina and do it more the circular where we take from the land and we give back to the land?
The latest Opala proposal is a waste conversion plant, or integrated waste recovery facility, to be built on the west side by Kona-based Bioenergy Hawaii, owned by trash hauler Pacific Waste Incorporated. Company officials say unlike a so-called mass burn facility like the latest addition to H-Power, this operation would remove recyclables from the waste stream, separate wet organic waste for compost, and produce natural gas, as well as a pelletized waste for use as fuel. Andy Naden is the Executive Vice President of Bioenergy Hawaii.
We have an interesting model. We look at multiple waste streams coming in and multiple value products going out. So we have technologies that deal with the various waste streams.
The bioenergy plant will cost an estimated $50 million, paid for by private equity and backed by a $100 million special revenue bond from the state of Hawaii. The Ulupono Initiative, funded by billionaire Pierre Omidyar, is making a financial commitment. No comment on the size of that investment. Kyle Data is a partner at Ulupono, and he says it's crucial to his group that the project honors the principle of waste as a resource.
You want recyclables to be recycled. You want organics to be composted. You want things that can turn into energy and compost to turn into energy and compost. You want things that can turn into energy to turn into energy. And whatever is the handful of things that are left, yes, that absolute minimum goes to the landfills because all of our neighbor islands are running out of space.
The project still has some way to go, from permitting and project development to concluding contracts and cementing community relationships. Bioenergy hopes to start construction by next summer. Bill Dorman, HPR News.